This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You've come to know me, haven't you? You've gotten to know who I am. And like it or not, you're like, hey, at least I know the dude. And I like that about what our relationship. You do know me. You know, there's no pretense. There's nothing to hide. I mean, look, we all got little things we either are like, I don't need to talk about that to everybody. Something, but, you know, I don't hide anything. If my best friend says, what's up, man? I'm like, man, shoot, I got to get some money in the bank, boy. About to bounce something. You know, I ain't going to be like, hey, everything's good. I'm that guy. And it isn't that that's bad. It's just if you're asking me what's on my mind, what's happening? What's on your mind, bro? You know, something like that. I'm going to tell you. Anyway, right now what's on my mind is you, this show, delivering the goods. So welcome for the newly initiated, those that have just come upon me. I'm a Fox News contributor, a fellow at the Dole Institute, the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics in Lawrence, Kansas. And I'm a writer. I write books. I have a website where I post my musings most of the time. I mean, it's funny. I used to write once a day. I mean, maybe once a day. Then I went to like 4 or 5 times a week. Now, no lie, I write 5, 6 articles a day. I don't know how I keep up the pace. Everybody asks me that. Kevin, how do you keep up the pace, bro? I got a bunch of little black midgets running around here off the payroll, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, got them from... I don't know, some country in Africa, we shipped them over, brought them in on a container, got a discount. Oh, man. No, look, we get it done because we plan everything. You have to be very strategic when you're in the business of politics. And it's the business of life. I get very sick of people telling me, it's politics. We're not in politics. We are involved in life. And in the old days, we used to think, oh, man,
oh, I don't want everyone to talk about those politics. Leave that to the politicians.
Your life is politics. Everything you do, everything you are, if you are not paying attention to it, trust me, somebody is. It reminds me of when Daly in Chicago, they built these beautiful condos right across from a green belt. And the parking there was free. And one of the draws to the residents was, hey, look, it's beautiful. They said if you buy one of these places for like $1.2 million, the good news is you $32,000 a year to park. It's free. There's plenty of parking right across from the green belt. There's some parking, obviously, in the complex. But if you don't get a spot in the complex, you can park across the green belt. And people are like, yeah, that's a huge deal because in the city, man, parking is a zoo. Well, they built the complex, lured everybody in, then Daly came and he made that parking paid parking, put meters up. I'm not kidding you. It was within a week of the condo being finished. They stuck meters in. The residents were livid. But guess what? That's what government does. Government comes in and you think life is good. Somebody tells you, hey, man, look, you got a place to park. You go, I know you got those nice cars. Look here. And suddenly now you got a $30,000 bill that just got thrown on you. And there's nothing you can do. See, that's politics on you. Politics is happening all around you. You think you're living life. No, you're not. You're living politics. And if you don't understand that, you're in big trouble. See, all that we did was we used to go along back in the day when government was small. And it was very unintrusive, as much as, I mean, it wasn't very, it's never been very unintrusive, but it was more unintrusive. We lived life, and politics was maybe 10-15% of it. When you go to register your car, you pay your taxes or whatever, it creeped in every now and then. Politics was like, oh, geez, is it that time? Yep. Not anymore. Are you kidding? Politics is your daily meal. Life is about 15 to 20%. If you're lucky, you're living 15 to 20% of life. The way you do that is you got to be super rich. Because if you're not, you're concerned about how to pay your taxes. Trust me when I tell you this. You don't have to believe me, but it's on your brain. You're going, man, I got to pay that tax. I got to get that car inspected. I got to get that fishing license. I got to get that such and such. Oh, I got to pay those quarterly payroll taxes. I got to check to see what my Social Security. You are embroiled in politics. And then, worst case, you're, oh, man, that stupid city councilman did this. Or you're fighting with the school board. Or you're fighting with some ordinance that they just introduced. Or you're fighting some new tax. This is just local level. Forget what Barack Obama's doing with Obamacare. I'm talking at the national level. You're now fighting to not have to pay for the air that you breathe. They squirrely, I don't know how to call it, whatever you want, but they maneuvered a way to get you to pay for health care that you aren't even using. You would normally say, I'll pay for the hospital when I go. I'll get my own insurance. Nope. And more and more things are coming down. So you've got national level stuff that's coming down the pipe. Gas price. Obama wants to raise the gas prices $10 a barrel because gas was cheap. For all I know, he sneaked it in, and I forgot. I didn't even check on it. So that's happening. Local level, cities are going, let's figure out, like Daly, let's figure out how to put new meters in. Let's figure out a way to get a nickel more out of you every single day that you don't even realize is coming. And that's what they do. They want it to come to them in these very sneaky ways where it's just out of your check. It's kind of like your payroll taxes. You give all this money to the government, then at the end of the year you go, ooh, I hope the government gives me some money back. It was your money to begin with. And so they sneak something else in, an airport tax, a sewer tax, this gets raised or that. And next thing you know, you're nickel and dime. You are living to do nothing except pay for the operations of government. And you think you're not living in communism. Crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. There's news across the pond. There's obviously the results of the election. We'll get into that. I didn't want to just fire right out at you, but we are going to talk about that as well. Did Kasich's letter from Bill Clinton, did it hurt him? Down gun control, did that impact him? It should have. Can't be against the Second Amendment. You going to let Hillary Clinton win this coming election? Anyway, lots to talk about. We'll be back.
Radio show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Landmark Capital Gold Group, who I invest with in precious metals, landmarkgold.com. Check those guys out if you have any inkling about putting your money into precious metals, and I suggest you do that. The economy, I get bored almost telling you what's happening here, but the fact of the matter is that we are in probably the worst economy in American history. It's being covered up by massive debt, massive theft, too. And the only way to really protect yourself is to put your money into something that has withstood the test of time, no matter what has happened with the currencies. Gold has always been there. And I'll tell you, if you invested in gold 30, 40 years ago, you'd be shocked at what the value would be now. So put 10% of your portfolio into this and watch what happens. You're going to have something to give to your kids, but you'll certainly have a nest egg and, you know, something to hold on to that is not going to be quite frankly, devaluing the way we are at risk of the dollar devaluing. So check them out. Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com, 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411. So I was talking earlier about this video clip we ran. Guy goes into a store, steals. Dude comes out of nowhere, no cops. Boom, cold cocks him, takes his product back. And two reactions. One, way to go. Glad he got, you know, instantaneous, you know, justice, and people were, he's not coming back to that store and all that, you know, that kind of thing. And then there was a second phase. Oh, man, he's going to own that store. And we know that because, you know what, we live in a time that we've let liberals run crazy, and liberals now are the good guys. The bad guy has become the good guy. That is what that story essentially said to me. Because you know what? I don't give two rats, hair, butt, whatever. You find your metaphor about the guy that stole. And I don't care. Other than I don't want him shot. But for somebody to come out and cold cock him and then get to go out on the street and say, don't go into that store, that's exactly what you would want. But we don't live in that society. We live in a society where a woman can get four people killed on her watch, deny it, essentially say, I don't care about getting 600 messages from a guy. I killed two of our most valued Americans, Navy SEALs, and two other people, including an ambassador, and nobody cares. We live in a time when you can run guns into Mexico, which we'll talk about that, Fast and Furious, and you have to petition. You have to petition the government to get the documents so you can see what they were actually doing. And it took 4 years, but they finally released that. This is the time we live in. We live in a time when people look at a guy like Michael Brown and say, he wasn't really stealing because, you know what, and Prop 47 in California says, well, if it's under $950, it's just a misdemeanor. It's no big deal. And, oh, by the way, if he goes out and he accosts a cop, who cares? No harm, no foul. We don't care about cops. Cops just kill black people. I could go on and on, folks, about the craziness of liberalism that has created these situations that have us scratching our well-scarred heads, or scratching them. And we allow it, and we keep wondering why the lunacy. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know how long we'll do. I may do an entire show on this idea around what the liberals are doing. It is this planned, this constant campaigning. It's the constant sell of an erroneous message, right? You wonder why you constantly hear about global climate change, you know, and how it changes and nuances the words. It used to be global warming, and before that it was, you know, environmental, whatever. I don't know what they called it, but it was something different. You want to know why? It is a constant campaign, a constant tweaking of the message. How do we soften it? How do we make people accept the things that we want them to accept? And you say to yourselves, man, and Kevin, it's from all directions. You're exactly right. They will never let up on capitalism. They will never let up on voter ID. They will never let up on immigration. They will never let up on refugees, which, by the way, valid voter ID is as silly of a discussion as talking about why Macy's shouldn't open a store in Chicago, you know, or whatever. It's completely innocuous. It has nothing to do with anything. We should never be discussing the concept that black people can't get an ID. But we do. The left knows that it is not disenfranchisement of black folks to ask them to get an ID. But they're not going to let up. If you think that message is going to let up, you are wrong. The only way that message will let up is when you ridicule it to the point where it sounds, quote, racist, because it is, if you allow it to happen. If a Democrat says that, it has to have such a backlash that they go, oh, don't say that. That doesn't poll well with black people. When you talk about refugees and the idea that we have terror cells in all 50 states, we have thousands of people on watch lists, thousands more that aren't on there that should be, and we're still talking about letting people in, and the idea of you protecting yourselves and wanting to stop, you know, to take a look at this program and say, whoa, we can't be resettling people that want to kill us our midst. Oh, that's not humanitarian or whatever. They're going to continue to sell that. They're going to continue to sell the idea that taxing you and giving that money to some deadbeat who's got 14 kids by 12 different women is the best way to go. They're going to continue to sell the idea that spending is the way to get out of debt, and on and on. They're going to continue to sell the idea that people that quit looking for jobs are no longer part of the job force. These are the lunacy. This is the lunacy of leftism that continues, and you ask yourself, Why don't they let that go? That's just a stupid, specious argument. Because they're never going to let it go. That's the deal. It will not be let go. Because the only way to train you is they must continually drone in the craziness of these ideas. And eventually, you start saying,
I guess there is something to be said for, you know, a kid not having his daddy and raping and killing people.
What? I didn't have my daddy. I don't want to rape and kill anybody. Many white kids don't have their fathers. But what? Is not having a father, is that something that's only to blacks? No. There are many kids that lose their dads. They lose them for a variety of reasons. And is it impactful? Absolutely it's impactful. Me not having my father was impactful to me. But I had my grandfather. There are role models. Society can take over, and it doesn't have to be government. Society takes over with fatherhood and motherhood in many ways. Sometimes it's the grandparents. In my case, it was. Sometimes it's a big brother or a big sister or an aunt or an uncle. But let me tell you what it doesn't have to be and what it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be government. Government should not be taking over people's lives and saying, I'm going to become big brother, as we like to call him. And it certainly shouldn't be anybody's doggone daddy or mother. You know, you notice we always talk about government being a daddy. We never talk about it being a mother. Interesting to me. That's another concept we'll cover at another time. When we come back, I want to talk about Bill Clinton, this whole situation with Donald Trump versus Cruz. I'm going to tell you, we can dedicate a lot of the show to that today because there's so much discussion around it. Looking forward to it. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted Friday afternoon on advancing the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the full Senate by an 11-10 party line vote. Now, the one small caveat was that Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona said to earn his floor vote, there would need to be an FBI investigation that would last no longer than 1 week. Senator Lindsey Graham moments ago.
I think I know what happened. I hope some Democrats will say if we do what Jeff said, that would end the process dispute, at least a few of them. I don't expect any of them to vote for the guy, but if we ask the FBI to look at what's in front of us, no later than a week, no longer than a week, and they would say that would be a better process, that would be progress. And
President Trump reacting to the news of a possible FBI investigation.
I will be totally reliant on what Senator Grassley and the group decides to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's the all-new 2010 car line from Chrysler Union Motors. We've streamlined our production line for efficiency and because our workers are on break too often to make more than one car. That's right, one car, the Chrysler Generica. But if you think that means you don't have choices, think again. The Chrysler Generica comes in several custom models. Want a stretched out face with larger headlights? Try the Generica Velocia. The face stays smooth no matter how old the car gets. What about a car with a little extra room for junk in the trunk? Try the Generica's Barney Franca for whatever you want to put in back there. Feeling a little nostalgic for those good old 1970s American cars that smoked even though they told you they didn't? Behind the wheel of the new Chrysler Generica's Obamas. Desperate to publicly prove you're not a racist? Buy any Chrysler Generica's and everyone will know how much you love black. Because that's the only color it comes in. And you'll be pleased to know the Chrysler Generica's comes with no warranty. After all, with the government and the UAW running the company, what could go wrong with your car? Check out the all-new Generica's from Chrysler Union Motors. Coming your way in the fall of 2010. Bureaucratic delays are possible. Chrysler Union Motors, a division of the federal government. If you can find a better deal somewhere else, we'll seize their company.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson is, well, that's who I am. Who are you? What are you looking at me like that for? Yeah. The Genericas. I remember when Dave and I were making those commercials. That was back in 2010. We could change the date on it and it would still be applicable. Anyway, funny stuff. Dave Perkins, genius. Super genius. Glad you are with me today, folks. I'm going to take it slow today. You want to know why? I have to. I'm under the weather. I've got my sexy voice, which means I'm coming back, in the full form. A couple days from now, I'll be back to sounding normal again. But right now, I've got that resonance. You're wondering, you're going, there's something about that, Kevin. There is, I know. Anyway, want to shift gears. They say the Senate committee is set to act on one of the few federal employee issues where there is bipartisan agreement that too many agencies put too many employees on paid leave, paid time off, for too long beyond their regular leave time. You probably didn't even realize this was happening. The federal government is... It's funny, we talk about reducing the size of government. You'll hear many people talk about this, Donald Trump, Cruz, all of us. And I don't think people have contemplated the idea that by reducing the size of government, we're going to have a lot of people on the streets. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I think these pansy behind bureaucrats need to see what it's like to have to get out there and, you know, go get into the regular gin pop, is what they call it in prison, and go fend for go get a job, a regular job, as opposed to knowing you're going to get your next raise because your boss is, you know, y'all like, hey, what's up, girl? You know, you got to get out there and do like everybody else. I love that. Get rid of them all. But here's the deal. This is why governments and unions are in such a cabal. These guys, the government and the union, run. They are the same thing. We want guaranteed money. We want guaranteed promotions. We want guaranteed work at somebody else's expense. And the Senate, finally, they get bipartisan agreement on this. Now, I don't know how the Democrats, I don't know how they got Democrats to agree to this. But here's what they said. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee plans to take up a bill cutting back on use of administrative leave, which is paid time away from the workplace that doesn't result in a loss of vacation time or other forms of leave. I just want you to think about that for a second. You can get paid time away from the workplace that doesn't count against your vacation or your other forms of leave, like medical leave or FMLA or whatever. Nothing. You think government is not a boondoggle, folks? How many people do you think in government are abusing this? Do you understand why government doesn't want you to dink around with it? They know what's going on in there. We reported a story that the government has a warehouse. I can tell you, I've been in these warehouses. Huge. Millions of square feet. Government had a warehouse where the workers had set up essentially, I'm going to call it a man cave, but it wasn't limited to men. You would weave your way through a maze of stuff, and you'd get to the man cave, which wasn't limited to men, and they had it set up like a man cave. I mean, sofas, it had TV. It was like a luxurious home theater, and these guys would take their breaks. This thing had refrigerator. I think it had a popcorn maker. You guys think I'm kidding? It was crazy. And it finally got discovered. And it had been there for years. I mean, I don't think you have an understanding of how big something is. It's kind of like when you talk about outer space. And you go, well, it's 14 million light years away. You know, the average dude on the street's like, what's that? Is that like getting from here to Cleveland? You know, they don't get it. Oh, that's a long way. That's like going from, what, California to New York, huh? No, it's a little farther. But this is the way they think. They don't understand how big government is. When you say, oh, man, that company, you know, Enron ripped people off of, you know, $5 billion. And they're like, whoa, that Enron, that Kenneth Lay needs to be to jail. Everybody in their Enron a year. And then you figure out that that's a, you know, a minute's worth of interest. On the day's worth of interest or something on the debt. Or every minute the government pays $1 million of interest, and that's at the low rate that where we have money at right now. They don't get it. They don't understand how big government is. I tell the story that when I was running a company that was $13 million and I got my first government contract for I got two contracts for $1.5 million each, or $3 million, and it was huge. That's the smallest award they would make, right? And then I ended up growing the company to $70 million, and I met with a government official, and he says to me, "Look, we've helped. You know, we've been giving you some little stuff." And he goes, "I'm going to give you another small project before I let you take a look at, you know, something a little more meatier." And the small project was $50 million. $50 million. He goes, Kevin, look, I trust you. You've delivered every time. He goes, now I'm going to give you a little project. And if you can deliver on this, I'm going to get you into the game. And I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to bump me up from these $1.5 million deals to maybe a $5 million deal. If I'm lucky. I mean, I was probably a $25 million company, $30 million company at the time. And he goes, so I got this project in your neck of the woods, and it's worth, he goes, it was to with the Department of, anyway, we would process all the paperwork for everybody who'd ever come into the United States legally. And he says, I'm going to guess this thing's going to come in around $50 million. And it was all I could do to keep my jaw attached to, you know, to my face. And he said, I'm going to give you a little project that was worth 2.5 times more than my company was at the time. I'm going to give you this little deal. And if you do that, I'll get you into the game. And the game was a $500 million contract, which to me would have been huge, but wasn't a big deal to him. So I was graduating. That's how big this stuff is. Anyway, the practice that these guys are doing, back to this boondoggle, they call it excused absence, has drawn renewed congressional attention since a 2014 Government Accountability Office report showing that over the 3 years through September 2013, more than 53,000 employees have been on that form of leave, get this, for more than a month. And 263 had been on it for more than a year. Now, the leave can be approved for many purposes, ranging from snowstorms to blood donations. In many cases, it was just used to get the employee away from the work site. Get this, pending disciplinary action. People are on leave for more than a month, paid leave for potential disciplinary actions. You're paying for it. And now they're finally looking at it. Well, thank you, Congress.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I rented that movie Pride recently. Have you guys seen that movie? Anybody see that? It's about the first all-black swim team and the difficulties they had to go through being the first all-black swim team. Let me ask you a question. How many of those white people are evil movies are they going to make? It's like it's all the way down to swimming. Start off with Roots, right? White guilt was at an all-time high. I could barely even watch it. I'm like, dude, I got it. My ancestors are evil. Okay, please. Please turn the channel, dude. Please turn the channel. They're still hitting them. Turn the channel. This is going to be on all week. Jesus Christ, turn the channel. In the 80s, there was like a football movie. Then like Cuba Gooding wanted to be like a scuba diver. Remember that? And now it's all the way down to swimming. And I got to admit, I don't think I give a activity. Plus, I've been in pools. There's been black people in the pool. You know, I never saw any white guy like trying to like prevent people from getting into the pool. Like, are they just like making this up?
Welcome back, everybody. I love Bill Burr. Bill Burr, I truly do. He's one of the most gifted comics. His set is usually too dirty. I have to bleep out every other word, but the guy is hysterical because he's really that blue collar white dude that's just saying the things that white guys have to be saying, you know. And that thing on swimming is hysterical to me because it's so true. And I got to tell you, when we do revive the Reparations Comedy Tour, which I'm probably going to do Atlanta because a variety of reasons. But I'm telling you, the humor that I have on white privilege and stuff like that, I wish me and Bill Burr could just go back and forth on, you know, like almost playing the dozens. Well, you white people, y'all got white privilege. And Kevin, you black people got a swimming movie. You know what I mean? It would be hysterical. Anyway, speaking of sports, the reason why I played that clip is because I wanted a sports intro. And this is the funniest thing to me that's happened in a while, because in basketball, there's all kinds of lip talking. You know, you'll get guys talking about, you know, man, I'm going to fake you out of your shorts or whatever. A better example might be in pugilistic sports, where you get two combatants, whether it's boxers or UFC guys or whatever, and one guy's like, yeah, it's all, you know, it's all fun and games till, you know, somebody gets hit in the lips, and, you know, then it's game on. And it is true. You know, it's all talk outside the ring. I'm going to kick his butt, and I'm going to kick his butt, I'm going to kick his butt. And then you get in the ring, and, you know, the time for talk is ended. And so now it's time to get in there and fight. And it takes guts to do that. That's why, as a person who has done it, I really credit people that are willing to get in there and say, I'm going to put my skill set up against yours. And but anyway, the whole reason of this is you do that. You fight it out, and in many cases, in most cases, the guys, no matter how much vitriol has been built up pre-match, because, you know, you got to sell the fight. It's all said and done. You respect the other guy as a pugilist. Well, you expect people to do this in those types of sports. I expect when I went after Ronda Rousey because I thought she was completely overrated. And I was saying things on her Twitter page like, man, come on. Look, you're a gifted fighter. There's no doubt about it. But to act like you're the toughest chick in the world, I know some sisters in the hood that'll wear your head out, you know? And I would tweet that stuff. I tweeted to, McGregor, or whatever, Conor McGregor. I tweeted to him, man, you are so lucky that Rafael Dos Anjos didn't end up fighting you because you were about to get your Irish butt kicked. Well, he got beat up by Nate Diaz. People were writing to me going, Kevin, you just don't like winners and you don't. I'm like, shut up. I know what to look for. That's the difference. So look, and you could call me a heckler, but I'm not heckling people. I'm just saying, Ronda Rousey, know your skill set. And I don't know, maybe there's a part of me that says, unless you're Bo Jackson running the football, don't talk to me about how bad you are. You know, there are certain people who dominate what they do, and there are other people who dominate talking. Anyway, back to why I'm setting all this up and going roundabout, which you should be used to if you're used to my show. Jordan Spieth has a golf troll. That, to me, is like black people complaining about swimming. I mean, Jordan Spieth has a golf troll. He defended himself after being called garbage by an internet troll as he narrowly made the cut at the Valspar Championship in Florida. He barely made the cut the other day on a tournament. He's the number one golfer in the world right now. Tiger's hurt. He surpassed Rory McIlroy. And so, an American, Jordan Spieth, is the number one golfer. Now, this kid can play, he can flat out play some golf. He really can. He's a phenom. And lucky for him, Tiger's not playing great golf. But I'm telling you, even if Tiger were playing right now, Jordan would be winning his share of tournaments. The boy can play. And so, but the idea that we have now in sports gotten to the point where a golfer is being heckled. I put this on the lines of Sharapova, a tennis player, being on the juice. Come on. If you're a runner, I get it. If you're a fighter, I get it. If you're lifting, you know, trying to be Mr. Olympia or whatever, I get it. Tennis? You're juicing? Golf has a troll? Lord, listen, if you're not paying attention, folks, this is the seventh sign. This is a black man going to a hoedown. You know what I'm saying? This is something you better be paying attention to. Hee-haw! You know what I'm saying? Come on now. being called garbage. Jordan Spieth. He's a golfer, for goodness sake. Yeah, he think he all that, swinging that club. Oh, what are you, Jordan? 6 under par. That's all you can do in a tournament, 6 under par. I mean, how would you even heckle a golfer? That's just funny to me. Oh, my God. What do you say to a golfer? You put like a girl. I mean, what, like Annika Sorenstam? I mean, what do you say? How do you heckle a golf? You're garbage. Oh, man. So get this. The troll described Jordan Spieth as very average. And Spieth replies, couldn't be further from the truth, troll. Go do research before hating. I mean, that's the decorum of golf. The most he could do is call him a troll. I mean, Jordan Spieth needs to go to the Donald Trump school of comebacks. Oh, my goodness. Defending champ made 5 birdies and 2 bogeys to trail the leaders by 7 strokes on 2 over. He makes the cut. He finished the tournament well. And I don't expect... Look, are you supposed... Tiger Woods, at one point, has won 22 or 20... It was up almost 25% of his tournaments. Jordan Spieth, he was the youngest to do all these different things. Spieth is following in his footsteps. Spieth is... he's won like a couple of Masters now. He was the youngest guy to win the Masters, barely beaten Tiger. He almost did the Grand Slam. He missed it. And... I mean, the dude is a phenomenal golfer. To be heckling Spieth is to heckle Michael Jordan in his prime. I mean, that's that crazy. But I'm telling you how crazy the world has gotten. We're used to you heckling a comedian or you heckling a player like when what's his face? That little lizard-looking black dude. The director, Spike Lee. When Spike Lee was heckling Reggie Miller from Indiana when they would come play the Knicks. You're used to that. You're like, okay, I get it. Big sport, you know, lots of people watching at any given time. But to heckle a golfer, I honestly believe it's a sign of the times. Now you're going, Kevin, you're overreacting. Okay, maybe. Yeah, very well maybe. But I'm telling you, I see this as like, if we gotten to the point now, what next? We going to heckle pool players or bowlers, curlers? Yeah, what do you do? Look at the way she sweeps on the ice. She don't even know what she's doing. You know, I mean, I don't know. I found that this to be a funny story. Jordan Spieth heckled in golf. And again. I'm trying to figure out what else could happen that would floor me. Heckling in badminton, you know, or ping pong. You know, we'd have to learn some dialect of Chinese in order to know what they were saying. Ping pong, tang, hang, ha, ha, ha. Oh, man. I've had a fun day with you guys today. It's been 93-year-old woman gets her high school diploma. We talked about ISIS on the Ivory Coast, cop killers, bikini-clad baristas. Man, we covered some ground today. I hope you guys had as good a time as I did. But I got to cut it there, folks. Unfortunately, I got to go play dad now. Talk to you again tomorrow.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.